This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Hello, it's Sean and it's Robot on the Comedy Circuit podcast. Thank you for making another inspired audio-based decision. And welcome to a world of nonsense and robots. It's a world that's growing every week, often thanks to you. If you listened last week, we had a little bit of an accident. Our house blew up, which is pretty cool. But luckily, though, you suggested some places for us to live, haven't they, Robot?
Some of these beds seem proper swanky. Proper wild gaffs.
Swanky? I think you might mean swanky, Robot. But yeah, some of them do seem quite like wild gaffs. And one of your robot friends is going to be showing us these properties. Am I right in understanding that? Who's going to be showing us around?
It's a guy called Robot Tom Nook.
A guy called Robot Tom Nook?
Yeah, he's sort of the big cheese around here.
Is Robot Tom Nook going to be like normal Tom Nook from Animal Crossing? So if you've never played Animal Crossing, Tom Nook is this guy who basically charges you loads of money for just the most basic of stuff. So if Robot Tom Nook is going to be showing us these houses, then it sounds like we're going to be taken to the cleaners. Anyway, before we chat to Robot Tom Nook, we're going to be kicking off with the main event this week. Each week you send us a song title to turn into a song, which is then sang to you by Robot's ex-bandmate Katie. And judging by the glittery sight of her jet in the distance, she's about to join us. So we're kicking off this week's podcast with the main event. Please give a warm, rapturous applause and welcome to Katie.
Hi. How lovely to be here. Thanks.
Yeah, nice to have you. I mean, I'm sorry we're outside, but you know, after last week, the incident.
I'm so sorry. I hope you're okay.
Yeah, we forgot to mention it when we were speaking to you. I think we were still in shock last week.
My gosh. I mean, I love the outside. I think it is wonderful. So I guess there's a silver lining.
Yeah, and also the safest place to do gigs these days.
Yeah, so. Right? It's perfect.
So me and Robot thought we'd have a little pre-house hunt sing-song.
Nice.
Because we're excited to be finding out where we shall be residing for the next little bit of our podcast. But how has your week been? What's been going on with you?
Hey, it's good. I actually stayed in a different house. I went and stayed in a little shack in the woods. I was trying to get my nature on as well. It's pretty good. Yeah.
Was that for musical inspiration or were you just thinking you're just going to hang with the critters?
I mean, bit of both, really.
Yeah, they don't have to be mutually exclusive.
No, it's not just critters or music. I mean, listen to my songs. There's a lot about pigeons and other creatures from around the world.
Any tales from the shack that are suitable for the podcast?
I mean, I had a look out for unicorns, obviously.
Yeah.
Bearing in mind that they work in factories, and I thought I saw some unicorns, but actually it was a couple of horses just in front of a hedge that had some quite pointy bits, so a bit disappointed they were horses, but it's okay.
I hate it when they catch you out like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's annoying. I remember there was like a trick of the light and I saw a horse thinking it was a unicorn, but it was just like the shadow of a traffic cone.
Oh, yeah. That one's got me too. Oh, man.
You've all been there. What's the song this week?
Well, I mean, I thought I'd give you something that's actually, you know, going to help you move in when you find the right place. It was suggested by Panda Lover. It's called Xbox and Pizza. And what more would you want to do when you've just moved into a new place than just like chill out and be in your little world?
I feel like Panda Lover is either seen the future or has just come up with the best suggestion for what me and Raven could be doing.
Yeah.
Once we find out. Did you know about our house blowing up, Panda Lover? Do I have to be suspicious about this? You know, it's going to be on the move. But Xbox and Pizza, probably whether your house has or hasn't blown up, is probably delightful and excellent. So what were the kind of moods and themes around this tune?
Well, Panda Lover actually gave me a steer on that, which was a song about the weekend. So that put me in mind of kind of like Friday night going out kind of songs, and then chill out weekend songs. So a little bit like a bit of Katy Perry, Rebecca Black, very, very ancient callback. And
oh, wow.
That kind of thing. So a little bit party, a little bit chill.
The originator of the meme, some would say. Excellent.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I'm excited for this one. So everybody, please put your hands together for Katie and Xbox and Pizza.
to spend some time outside, but I'd rather be online, hanging out with my game tribe. I just want to stop, I just want to race and kill monsters. I don't think that's too monstrous, sandbox games are enormous. I just want to rock Xbox, pizza, I want to play, I want to eat ya. Xbox, pizza, I want to play, I want to eat ya. Play flavor, what is yours? I've got no time for chores. I want to have those cheesy meats, unlock levels and Google cheats. Xbox pizza, Xbox pizza, Xbox pizza, Xbox pizza, Xbox pizza, I want to play, I want to eat ya. Xbox pizza, I want to play, I want to eat ya.
Joy, my robot friend, my robot friend.
So here we are with this week's robot friend. It is Robot Tom Nook. Hello, Robot Tom Nook. Are you going to be showing us some fabulous homes for me and Robot to move into?
What on earth did he say? I don't speak Tom Nook.
You don't speak Tom Nook? Well, it's a good thing I do then, Robot.
Well, that is useful.
Yeah, it very much is. Tell us about this first house, Tom. So basically what you just said, Robot, is this house, which is on the market from Lily and Daniel. And this is a massive house, Robot. 15 VR rooms, 10 bedrooms, 4 kitchens, 2 pools, 5 observatories, 20 living rooms, 2 hot tubs, 7 bathrooms, 10 podcast studios and 1 family room. There's 3 objects inside, including Nintendo Switches, Apple computers, VR headsets, loads of tech stuff. The house is also TNT proof, which is handy. And there's also cute pictures everywhere. And you'll also find a secret snack box hidden. And you have to follow the hints. Isn't that right, Tom?
I'd like to consider my options.
You want to see all the other options? I mean, that house does sound great, guys. But we're going to have a little look at some of the other ones. What's this one, Tom? This one is a Bob-shaped TARDIS. So a time-travelling TARDIS from Doctor Who, shaped like Bob. Oh, Bob. If you are new to the podcast, Bob was our time-travelling dinosaur who sadly died.
If you want to find out how Bob died, then you can listen to the episode Robot Pirate Times and the Lonely Space Pig.
Robot, it's a little bit distasteful to use poor Bob's extinction as a way to plug old episodes. But yeah, do listen if you want to find out what happened to Bob. I think the Bob-shaped TARDIS might be too emotional for us. So let's move on. But thank you. Thank you for that one painful podcast. What's this one, Tom? So Archie has offered us this house, Robot. We could go and live in a phone. We each get our own little app to live in, but there might be some viruses.
That sounds a bit squashed to me.
Yeah, living in a phone sounds quite squashed, and I think I've had enough viruses for one lifetime, I think, Archie. But thank you so much for your suggestion, though. So this one's from Cheesy Cheeseburger 3000, and this house is a robot bat cave full of cool robot bat things and a vault full of cheeseburgers.
Obviously go for that one. Definitely go for that one.
We want to go for that one, please, Tom Nook. Robot Tom Nook, we want to go for the robot bat cave. Well, apparently it's the cheapest one as well. Brilliant. How many bells? Or how much money? Or what? I mean, are you serious, Tom Nook? What? We haven't got that much money. We haven't got nearly enough cash.
No, what are we going to do?
Right, we need to have a little think, Robot, of how we're going to plump up this cash for this robot Batcave. Why don't we send everybody over to Arnold Goldberger's Insult Club. Me and Robot are going to think about what we're going to do while we try and find some money for this house.
I like to dip and daddle with my robot friend. He's smart as can be and emotion free, and he's computed his way to my heart. My robot friend. My robot friend.
Oh, is Arnold Goldberger. Welcome to Insult Club. Got an old score to settle? Get down to Insult Club. Two opponents insult each other until Arnold Goldberger decides a winner. The rules are as follows. One insult per round. No swearing. No mom jokes. Let's meet our competitors. Penny Crush 5000.
I am Penny Crush 5000. I crush normal pennies into souvenir pennies at museums.
And their opponent. The Crush Dress.
I am the Crunks Dress. I crush cars into tiny little cubes and I will crush you.
Let the insults begin.
Hey Penny, the trash is being collected tomorrow. You better watch out.
The last time I saw something like you, I flushed it.
You remind me of a penny. Two-faced and you're not worth much.
You remind me of a cloud. Once it's gone, it's a beautiful day.
You should introduce your upper lip to your lower lip one day and just shut up.
I bet your bottom gets jealous of the amount of poo-poo that comes out of your mouth.
Sorry, excuse me. That's it for Insult Pardon me, excuse
Come
me.
Back just, next just, time to just see two people here. Verbally duke it out.
Sorry, whoa, crush dressed. Great work. Peace. Unlucky there, Penny. Hey! Arnold Goldberger!
Foreigners.
What are you two schmucks doing here?
Glad you asked. So essentially, we ran into a little bit of a problem last week. Someone has funny story, really. A robot summoned loads of TNT and blew our house up, so we don't have a house anymore.
Why is this Arnold Goldberger's problem?
No, definitely not your problem. But we tried to buy a new house. We don't have any money or bells or anything to buy a new one, so we were just hoping we could stay here for a bit while we kind of get ourselves on our feet. What do you say?
You can stay on one condition.
Oh, God, that sounds ominous. What's the condition?
Next week, Arnold Goldberger gets to tell jokes on the podcast.
You never struck me as a funny robot, though.
Arnold Goldberger is a funny guy.
Yeah, I disagree.
Well, then I'll YouTube go.
Whoa, no. Come on, let's not get hasty here. We've had some questionable comedians on the podcast before. We've had George in the past, who's still sunning it up on Sloth Paradise Island. Go on then, Arnold Goldberger, because we need to stay somewhere, robot. You can tell jokes on next week's podcast if you let us stay here for a bit.
We got a deal. Awesome.
Good.
Here is some sleeping stuff.
This is our sleeping bag. This is an actual bin bag. You've given us bin bags to sleep in. Are we meant to sleep in these?
This is Insult Club. It's not Premier Inn.
Mine still has garbage in.
Yeah, you've not even emptied these, Arnold. Ugh. Yeah, robot, this sucks.
Whose stupid idea was it to come to Insult Club anyway?
It was yours!
Oh, yeah.
So that's it for this week's Comedy Circuit podcast.
Feels like this is a low moment in our careers, Sean.
Yeah, this is a low moment. Me and Robot are tucked up in our bin bags. You know, it's
sleeping in Arnold Goldberger's bin bags in an insult club that smells of sadness.
It does smell a little bit of sadness, doesn't it, Robot? It's not the best smell.
Not our finest hour.
No, not our finest hour at all. But we will come back from this with your help. We need to think, Robot. What are we going to do next week? I want you to come up, right, people, in the reviews. Let us know at robot@funkidslive.com. What jobs should we be doing to try and earn enough money to buy the robot Batcave? That that is what we want to do next week. We're going to have to really earn our crust robot to get into Arnold, well, to get out of Arnold Goldberger's bin bags here. Or even better, I'll tell you how you could help us: share the word, spread the word of the podcast, tell your friends. The more people who listen, the more chance is that we won't have to sleep in bin bags anymore. So tell your friends about the podcast, share it around, please. And next week, hopefully, we will be able to move into the robot bat cave. Do subscribe, leave your reviews, send us emails, robot@funkidslive.com. Me and Robot will be back next week.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.